The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. We're here every single week at this time. And some people say, well, what are you doing and why are you here? Well, because there's a problem on the American Family Farm and with the American Family Farmers. Actually, there is more than one problem. There are many problems. My background as a radio professional for many years and also as a farmer all my life, been around cows all my life, had a dairy farm, sold raw milk on my dairy farm, raw cheeses and all kinds of ice cream and dairy products for a long time. It's been in my blood, it's in my heart, it's in my head. And I decided a couple of years ago that this is a story, or these are stories that need to be told, because for a lot of us who are family farmers that are facing the ridiculous incursion of the government, the big farm operations that are trying to put all of us out of business, that sort of thing, there were people who were succeeding. I wanted to tell their story. I wanted to get it to local radio stations all around the country and to have it on podcasts, that sort of thing. So each week we have a special story, and in this circumstance this week, I'm going to introduce you to Lindsay Lusher Shute, who is Executive Director of the National Young Farmers Coalition. She's an advocate for independent farms, sustainable farms. And what I want to know, Lindsay, as we get started, what's your farm life like yourself?
Sure. So in addition to running the National Young Farmers Coalition, I also live and sometimes work on our family farm, Hardy Roots Community Farm, which is about 100 miles north of New York City. My husband's a full-time farmer, and we have a crew of about 10 every season. We do a diversified vegetable operation, about 40 acres. We have flock of laying hens and produce pastured pork as well. So I'm not farming full time, but I'm certainly immersed in farm life and the issues that farmers like us face.
Did you, did you tell me you grew up on a farm? Did you and your husband both grow up on the farm?
Neither of us grew up on farms. I grew up in central Ohio, right outside of Columbus, and my great-grandfather was a farmer. He produced pigs and apples in southeast Ohio. My husband actually grew up in New York City, and I don't know that he can point to any farmers in his immediate family. So really neither of – you know, I grew up loving farms and farmers and farming. You know, my grandfather, although he did not farm, he was a minister, he sort of was a gentleman farmer. He had a very, you know, couple acre garden and gave us fruits and vegetables, you know, throughout the growing season from his Ohio farm. We spent a lot of time down there when I was a kid, and my parents actually still have that home farm. So I didn't grow up farming directly, but I certainly grew up, having a very fond feeling for farms and loving being, in a rural community with farms.
Well, I went to school at Heidelberg, which is up in Tiffin, not a whole lot, about 80 miles from where you are, depending on where you are in the Columbus area. And I worked on a farm while I was at school, frankly, enjoyed it, but I've been around cows. It was easy for me to get a job, and I think a lot of people that come from that area find it pretty easy. It's one of the areas that still isn't squeezing out farmers, although the bigger, the more land you have, there's a big pressure point now on farm land there. They've gone from hundreds of dollars an acre to thousands of dollars an acre, and you can see people sort of frustrating themselves sometimes, as well as finding it a frustrating circumstance because there's so much competition for the land. But I think there still is a feeling, especially in a place like Central Ohio, where there's a camaraderie, there's collaboration, there are people that are getting together who've been doing it for a long time. So is your purpose in the National Young Farmers Coalition to sort of do that same thing with people not only in New York State, maybe in Ohio, but do you have members all around the country?
We do. We have members in all 50 states. Right now we have 30 chapters in 29 states, I believe, that are groups of primarily young and beginning farmers who come together on a regular basis, and it's a social network, but it's also a very strong business network.
Mm-hmm.
And those chapters also lead our grassroots efforts on the ground towards federal policy change.
Yeah. What? So how are you affected, other than the obvious? This is one of my chief problems with the whole thing that we have to live and breathe with. The federal government is our enemy instead of our friend. You know, they say, oh, we got all these programs for this kind of aid and that kind of aid. But they keep getting involved in things, the food supply problems that we have are not brought about by young farmers or by small farmers. They're all brought about by big industrial farms and farmers. I mean, look at the recalls this week for organic fruits, for heaven's sake. So you look at some of the problems at the chicken plant, and you see these huge, huge companies that are causing the trouble. And so the Food Safety Act comes along, and the stiffest requirements of the people who have the least involvement. And it's that kind of stuff I'm betting that you're spending a lot of time either trying to fight or trying to deal with or trying to learn about, right?
Well, in terms of federal policy, our main goal is to make it work for and support young and beginning farmers and direct market farmers and diversified farmers. And some of the programs have just, you know, within the last 5 years really have dramatically improved for how they're delivering on the ground for the next generation of farmers. One of the first things that Young Farmers Coalition worked on, which was a success, was getting the USDA to do micro-lending, to offer small loans to new farmers, and actually they offer it to all farmers at this point. And it served tens of thousands of farmers across the country, but they're, you know, over the past 25 years, we'll say 30 years at this point, many of the programs that USDA offers have been really geared towards much larger scale farms.
And that's
so
when
they've forgotten how to serve the smaller scale diversified growers.
And that's one of the problems that people have with the farm bill. There still is a lot of money that's going to these huge agribusinesses that don't need the money, but they still, because they have the political clout, can get in on the gravy train. We'll continue this conversation. Lindsay Lusher-Shute is here. Go to the website, youngfarmers.org. I'm looking at it now. It's fabulous. All kinds of things in there to help young farmers and small farmers. You'll really do yourself a favor by going to youngfarmers.org. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's version of the American Family Farmer.
Today and for the rest of this week, one of agriculture's most well-known advocates, Mike Rowe. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
As host of the Discovery Channel show Dirty Jobs for 8 seasons and now hosting a show on CNN called Somebody's Gotta Do It, Mike Rowe has made a career out of championing the blue-collar worker.
Wherever you're sitting right now, the odds are pretty good that anything you see will have been grown from the ground or pulled from the earth. Farmers are on the front line of agriculture. Miners are on the front line of mining. And those are the industries that inform just about every other job I know of. So many of the other jobs that exist completely depend on our ability to grow a thing, to harvest the cotton, to ship the food, from trucking to just go down the list.
more in tomorrow's show. In the meantime, visit my website for links to Mike's new podcast, to his foundation dedicated to promoting skilled trades, and to my full interview with him. That's at NorthShoreProductions.com. Again, that's NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
The American Family Farmer is on the air. Doug Steffen here, happy to have Lindsay Lusher Shute, Executive Director of the National Young Farmers Coalition. Great website, youngfarmers.org. We're talking about the things that are being confronted by the younger farmers. How do we keep people down on the farm? What is the old song? Your husband's from New York City, so I wonder if he knows how to sing this song. How do they keep him down on the farm once they see New York? Well, he's seen New York. He doesn't like it, so he went with you to an area that is a great farming area. There's so much land. I'm familiar with it because I used to own a radio station in that area, and I loved it because I bought it because it was an agrarian area. So much farmland, because I find New York is a tough place to farm. I've found that from my friends, dairying especially. There's a lot of land that isn't being used. Is that, are you finding that to your benefit, Lindsay, as you're looking around trying to expand to some of these farmers?
Well, there is, for the most part, where we are up in Columbia County, which is about 100 miles north of New York City, there is quite a bit of land that has not been developed, that is available. The problem is that most of that land is out of reach to all farmers, and particularly young farmers that have, you know, less capital to spend, because it is unaffordable to farmers. We have a lot of competition from folks who are buying houses, estate properties in the Hudson Valley, who have non-farming incomes, and therefore they outbid working farmers who are making a farm income for those properties. So one of the main challenges that Young Farmers Coalition has taken on within the past few years is this issue of the affordability of farmland, because, as you know, that is really the foundation of a successful farm business.
Right, and you're right. There are a lot of people from the city that are going up. They all want to tell their friends, hey, I just bought a farm upstate. And they go up, and that's nice, but they don't know what they're doing, and they end up leasing the land to a lot of farmers who are local. I think that happens to a certain extent, but by the same token, it's always better if you can own it and control yourself rather than have to deal with somebody else. So the chapters, we're talking about where you are in upstate New York. Where are some of the other chapters that you have around the country that are seemingly working and helping the most people?
Right. Well, we have a Four Corners chapter in Mancos, Colorado, that is really successful. It has young farmers and ranchers. We have a chapter in Atlanta. We have a chapter up in the Adirondacks. Washington State Young Farmers Coalition actually was our first chapter. They are popping up all over the place, and each of them, you know, have anywhere between 10 and 300 farmers.
So the list, I would think, here you can find, if you go to the website, youngfarmers.org, you can find where there may be a chapter near you. We continue our conversation with Lindsay Lusher-Schute from the National Young Farmers Coalition in a few minutes here on the American Family Farmer.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Change after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer and radio personality. I also am interested in food choices. This program is aimed at helping family farmers, the farmer businesses, small family farmer businesses, and the local boys, people who actually will be very supportive of the young farmers. Getting these people together with the growers is one of the big tasks here. Educating people as to what's going on the farm, that's the outside work. The inside work is to make sure that the government doesn't put you out of business and big farms don't put you out of business, and your lack of knowing what to do, that can put you out of business as well. So you have educational, the Young Farmers Group, youngfarmers.org, of which Lindsay Lesher-Shoot is the executive director. Do you have regular meetings that would be symposiums or teaching people how to use the land the best way they possibly can, how to be successful?
National Young Farmers Coalition doesn't actually do a lot of technical support in that way, in terms of, you know, how to grow good food in a sustainable way. We often teach our growers about how they can use and comply with federal grants and programs, so sort of, you know, how they can interact with policy and change policy, but technical support for growers, we like to be the connector to the very well-established groups that have been providing, you know, that sort of training and support for many years. Our chapter groups, however, based on interest, will often host, local meetings or workshops or whatnot to serve a specific interest and need of a chapter group, like a grazing workshop, a scaling up workshop. In the future, we're going to be doing some credit workshops with our farmers, you know, around FSA programs. So our role is really sort of a bridge for young farmers to know what's available to them, both in policy and for technical support.
I'm looking at some of the things here that are a part of the website. Finding farmland, working with land trusts, that's a very important thing, and informing Congress, that helps inform the rest of the world about how this is really a public service. You are. We are. Farmers are public servants. We certainly are making a lot of money. I don't know anybody who is in the farming business who's making a lot of money. It isn't part of what makes people go there in the first place. But it would be nice to have a living wage, and dairy farmers are not getting that because of really bad government policy. So that's why on my farm, Lindsay, I went away from selling my milk to the local cooperative and started selling raw milk, and still at $11 a gallon, couldn't come close to what it cost to run a farm in the suburban community where I am. Mm-hmm. And that's part of people want to have local movements to food, but yet in some areas the land is so valuable, and in some areas it's so difficult to get support that it becomes way expensive and you just can't do it. And that's one of the things that's really discouraged me much as anything else, because I grew up on the farm. I live on the farm now. I want it to be successful, but there's so much pressure to develop it. The taxes are high, you know, that kind of stuff. And that is government policy, but it all comes around to not having public support for you because they don't really know what's going on the farm. So what are you dealing with here? How are you teaching your farmers how to teach their customers about what works on their farm?
That's a great question, and you're absolutely right. One of the things that we talk a lot about to elected officials and the public is just
New York State, Iowa, Alabama, Kansas, Nevada, all the areas. There are many areas around the country that have these same problems, and that's why we're trying to get this general information out there. Lindsay Lusher-Shute, Executive Director of the National Young Farmers Coalition, with me here. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Past the hour now, second half hour of our conversation on the American Family Farmer this week on a growing trend, young farmers getting into farming, looking for land. One of the leading advocates in this area, Lindsay Lusher-Shute, Executive Director, National Young Farmers Coalition. You can go to youngfarmers.org. She is one herself, so is her husband. They worked and co-founded this so that young farmers just like them could understand some of the policy, understand how to get land. I'm really interested. That really is the big problem, and how to take care of the land appropriately. There is some beautiful, beautiful land. This country has such wonderfully productive soils, and young farmers ought to be able to have access to it. And sometimes they find it easy, sometimes they don't. Depends on the state they're working in. Value of land in states like New York or New England, Pennsylvania, when you get into even down in Virginia, Delaware, New Jersey, very expensive. There's some. I saw a profile of one of the farmers, young farmers, Rose Robson, and her farm in North Hanover, New Jersey. The profile is on your website, Lindsay. I find it interesting because there is such great, there really is. People don't understand New Jersey. It's actually quite a wonderful farming state. Downstate, there's some great land. You know, in Pennsylvania as well. So what kind of problems is she? You focused on her. Give her a little airtime here and explain what her story is. As is it typical of young, a lot of young women are getting into farming by themselves. They don't have men working with them on the farm. Isn't that right?
That is correct. Yeah, one of the really interesting things that is happening with the new generation of farmers, millennial farmers, is that so many of them are women. Many of our, actually the majority of our chapter leaders are women. Most of Young Farmers Coalition staff, we have two guys on staff now, and all the rest are women, all of whom who have, you know, their own farming experience. So, you know, in my mind, really this new movement of young people in agriculture is very much led by women, all across the country, which has been a really exciting thing to see. We, a couple of years ago, every year we have a blog that features, a blog series that features young people in agriculture, and we did a shout out for dairy farmers, and we ended up with featuring three female dairy farmers that season, and that's because we predominantly had young women who were applying to be bloggers. So, yes, women all across the country are becoming farm owner operators. They are very entrepreneurial and sort of, you know, really upending, you know, what people might think of, you know, who is owning and operating the farms across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the people that are there, and I'm impressed with the quality, the caliber, the number of women. That's happening, by the way, in almost every business anyway across the country, and it's, I think it's way over time for that to have happened. I grew up on a farm where there was a young woman my age who worked with me. She helped me milk the cows, and she was great at it. She moved on to run a farm in upstate New York, interestingly enough. She died a couple of years ago, but she raised horses and ponies. They had a huge, above 400 acres of vegetables and fruit. And she came from this background, so she knew it. She married a kid from upstate New York, and it was a perfect pairing, frankly. And so you see those sorts of things going on. But she was really the boss. He wasn't. She was.
Right.
and I don't know whether that says something about their astrological sign or whatever. But that's the thing, that we find more and more of this sort of thing. And you would not have ever heard of that as a kid growing up on the farm. The wives and the girls, the girls sometimes took care of the horses and some of the animals. And as I said, this young lady milked cows with me when I was a kid. Her grandfather owned the farm that I worked on. But then, you know, we lived in a suburban area. Still, I'm in the same town I grew up in. I have a farm in this community. And when people hear that I have a farm, they think, huh? In that town? How can you have a farm? And it was even, there were more farms when we were kids, but there still weren't a lot. So we went to school on the school bus, which it happened her grandparents ran, and we would sometimes smell. So, you know, you deal with that sort of thing, and kids say, you smell. And it was an educational process. Yeah, I mean, did we need to change our pants and sometimes our boots in the morning? But in the wintertime, it was hard to do that. You run to the farm, you milk the cows, and you run, jump on the bus and go to school. But it's funny how people in the non-rural areas, and that's becoming more and more the case because the local boards are in these suburban and even urban areas. They want to have direct connection to farms and food, but they can't because there aren't enough farms that are close by. And maybe you're working to do that. What do you think of, you said your husband was from New York. There are people who are trying to grow things. This is sort of an aside, but I'm curious. Every time I find somebody that I think knows something about it, I want to talk about it a little bit. Growing things, having gardens on the rooftops of buildings in New York City. How does that really work?
Well, there are some very successful rooftop farms. One of our longtime allies is Annie Novak with Eagle Street Farm, which is in Greenpoint, Williamsburg, Brooklyn area, and is a farm that is on a rooftop and sells to local restaurants. There's also the Brooklyn Grange Farm, same thing. So, yeah, there are some very exciting rooftop farm operations that are, you know, quite viable and you know, finding success in urban places.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that it doesn't diminish the necessity of you know, farms on soil, right? But
I think it
adds to, you know, local food security by, you know, people having the opportunity to grow, you know, food in community gardens and on rooftops and, you know, wherever they can. And it also is, you know, you just mentioned this problem of, you know, folks in suburbia or, you know, in urban places feeling connected with farmers and, you know, those opportunities to grow on a rooftop or grow in a garden or whatever it might be is often, you know, the first step that people take to, you know, becoming a full-time farmer and, you know, living in a more sort of rural setting. My husband and I actually met while doing community gardening in New York City. So, you know, I think that those gardens and rooftop farms, they definitely produce food for a local community, but they also provide this really important bridge between urban and rural farm communities.
I wonder about the education that you get, whether it's available. A lot of kids go there's good colleges. The SUNY system in New York State's a pretty good example, but most states now you go to the Texas A&M schools, but around the country there are good schools for ag. The problem is they cost money, and many of the, maybe it's the same problem though that confronts any students. That's why Bernie Sanders has gotten, you know, to the point where he is, because he's promising everybody a free college education, which of course is nonsense because somebody's going to have to pay for it. Whether you have to pay for it or not remains to be seen. But how are young farmers handling student loans and paying for education, which makes them better farmers?
That's right. Student debt is a tremendous problem for young and beginning farmers all across the country. And we actually worked with Republican Chris Gibson, who's our local member of Congress in the House, to introduce a bill called the Young Farmer Success Act of 2015. And it would add farmers to the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program to help them deal with that challenge of trying to make a living at farming, which is very risky, and as you mentioned earlier, pretty low income, certainly when people are starting out, and often they're making, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 in their first couple of years. It would help those farmers be able to afford to, you know, make payments on their loan, and would also, we hope, would help them to be able to leverage additional capital to grow their farm operations. You know, student debt is an issue for young people across the country in many, many careers. The difference with farming is that often young people are seeking loans to begin their farm operations.
Right, yeah, they have
to buy that
double whammy.
To buy land, whatever it might be, and we are seeing farmers being turned down for that capital because they have this additional indebtedness from college. And we feel like, you know, you shouldn't be punished for going to college and, you know, wanting to, you know, to bring that added experience to your farm career. So that's why we are taking this approach of trying to pass this bill called the Young Farmer Success Act to have actually its language included in the Higher Education Act to enable farmers to qualify for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program.
On my farm, I had the longstanding relationship with what was Pioneer and then became Farm Credit East, and they have a program, I'm sure you've heard of it, that does focus on helping beginning farmers.
Right.
It isn't
mm-hmm.
age-centric, but it does help, but you still have to pay it back. I mean, there's no, no matter whether you can borrow all the money in the world, hello, you got to pay it back.
Right.
And that's what the biggest problem is. And, yeah, if you're saddled by all this debt and there's no money to be made anyway, why would anybody go into farming? You sound like you have a young, vibrant organization, and people are excited because there is. I still like the time I spent on my tractor mowing hay, planting corn, working in the fields. I spend as much time as from this time of year until the weather gets bad. I spend as much time as I can on a tractor and out in the field because it is something that gives me, I don't know, whether it's spiritual awareness or satisfaction, whatever it is, it doesn't go away. And if you've developed that early on in your life, you will find that it becomes more important to have that satisfaction than make any money or, you know, some of the other things that some folks consider a part of success. It is a strange thing that you can't really explain to people if they haven't experienced it. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, really that's what is in part a very motivating factor for many of the young people that we work with who are beginning farming, because they see it as a career that actually allows them to be outside, to be very active, to be their own bosses, to be entrepreneurial. But I think, you know, that element of just being able to interact with nature is so unique for a career. You know, in 2016, most of college graduates are going to end up behind a desk in one career path or another.
Right.
So, farming is unique in that way and is very attractive in that way. So it has that going for it. And, you know, I think that is really the motivation that keeps so many of the young people that we're working with, grounded and keeps them focused and keeps them going even when, you know, times are pretty tough.
Lindsay Lusher-Shute is here with the National Young Farmers Coalition. We're talking about her job at the National Young Farmers Coalition, what young farmers are encountering, what problems and what solutions they have found. Please go visit the website, youngfarmers.org, and understand what she's doing, what they're doing, what you can do to help, what you can learn there about the bigger community of young farmers and how they're blending with the younger consumers, the older consumers. This is a very important part of American family farming, these independent family farms. So, Lindsay, thank you very much for being here. It's Doug Steffen on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Agriculture has a cheerleader and a champion in television personality Mike Rowe. And today, he's on the Successful Farming radio magazine, which is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for Earth, for Life.
Get ready to make 2016 your best hay and forage season yet. With Kubota's full line of field-proven hay tools, including disc mower conditioners and BV Series round balers, you can take the art of stockpiling hay to the next level. For equipment that will perform season after season, look no further than Kubota. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing going on now. For all your hay tool needs, we are Kubota. This is what we do.
The agriculture industry has benefited from the work of Mike Rowe in his current role as host of Somebody's Gotta Do It on CNN and his previous work hosting Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel. And Rowe's profile has benefited from that work as well.
My thumb's on the scale a little bit because I grew up on a small farm and my sympathies are there. But in a relative universe, you don't have to put out a love letter in order to tell a fair and honest story. All you really have to do is show up, have an honest conversation with these folks, and by the end of the day, without fail, you'll get a real measure of who they are, what they do, and what's important to them.
Mike Rowe has many favorites when it comes to farms and farmers. He's featured on his shows, and we'll touch on that in tomorrow's show. Until then, here's a treat for you. Mike has a new podcast.
I have a link to that, links to other websites he's involved with, and the audio from my entire interview with him at NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and now this comment. The world's largest rooftop farm. Imagine, now, if you're driving a car, pull over to the side of the road. If you're sitting down or someplace where you can actually concentrate for a couple of moments, close your eyes and imagine the rooftop of a large building becoming a farm. That's what has happened. The farm is run completely on renewable energy. It produces 10 million annual crops of local, premium quality, pesticide-free, leafy greens and herbs. It is in Brooklyn, New York, believe it or not. The company is called Gotham Greens. They've expanded their family farm from outside of New York into New York with a new project that started last year. It's a manufacturing plant, not only in New York, but apparently they're doing it in Chicago as well. This is one of the best examples of urban agriculture I have ever seen or heard about. The farm products that are grown are brought downstairs and put into a crisper that's in this plant on a corner of the plant. It's a 75,000 square foot farm that is on top of a manufacturing facility. The one in Chicago is in Pullman. I'm not exactly sure what Brooklyn neighborhood it's in, but this is a 2-acre farm. It's small, obviously, as far as traditional farms go, but it's completely on the rooftop. And what makes it even more fascinating is that it is a greenhouse that's open during the summer, closed during the winter. So the Gotham Greens folks can grow these greens, spinach, broccoli, anything that's green they're growing in here. They can do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. It has climate control, makes it possible to cultivate all these things that they produce all year long. And in Chicago and New York, too, they have some wicked weather. The winter is tough on them. Snowfall makes no difference. There's going to be sunshine. And in the case of a rainy day, they just open up the rooftop and let the rain come in. This is genius. It really is. And I use it. A lot of the stuff is going to Whole Foods and Peapod. Target's taking some of the stuff, both in New York and in Chicago. And there are local food networks that are using this. So I guess I'm wondering out loud here, for those of you who have farms that may have may specialize in dairy, for example, and you have a flat roof building, why not try to do something like this to expand your horizon? This program, The American Family Farmer, is all about ideas and solutions to your problems. I'm suggesting, as a matter of fact, I'm thinking about doing this on my farm. This is something, got a flat roof, you can expand your footprint, you can grow all sorts of things all year long. And is it expensive to build? No, actually isn't. $40,000-$50,000, you can build one of these glass greenhouses. It may cost a little bit more if it's on top of a building, I'm guessing. But just think of what it could do for your farm. The farm relies entirely on renewable energy. This last year, 10 million different crops were harvested, plants, things to eat from the place of Chicago. They have 50 workers over the course of the year maintaining the farm. No pesticides. The way they cultivate the dirt, some of it is hydroponic, where there's no dirt at all. It's all the tomatoes and stuff are grown in water. Lettuce is grown in water. Completely sustainable methods. This is a brilliant, high-tech genius of an idea. And so if you can get some sort of a loan, maybe you got the cash yourself. If you do, God love you. But this is on top of, like, it's 2 acres that wouldn't have been used for anything else. It's a flat roof building. And now it has a different life, and I could see this thing expanding all over the country. This company is smart, and you can be sure. I think the idea may have first been tried actually in London somewhere. And that's the typical sort of British idea, then brought to America, and I'm betting they'll have a lot of success with it. So something for you to look into. There are a lot of hungry people. They want to have good fresh food in the winter as well as the summer. So take a look at the farm that sprouts 10 million pesticide-free crops every single year. I think that it is nothing but brilliant, and I'm glad to tout this thing. You can look up Gotham Greens on the web and come up with what this is all about. Brilliance. A lot of brilliant farmers in America. We're happy to salute them here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.